Last Sunday I had my first beer of the summer, which isn't bad going for the middle of April. By first beer of the summer, I mean my premier pivo outdoors, in one of Prague's great beer gardens, the existence of which is one of the many attractive features of life here. If you're visiting the city, the beer garden at Letná Plain, near the Technical Museum, would probably be your best bet. There's a great view of the city and a choice of where to drink. You can go for the Dan Market wooden garden tables with beer in plastic glasses, or you can enjoy the more classy surroundings in front of Letná Chateau. At least they call it a chateau. It seems a bit on the small side to me. In fact, the only negative thing I can say about the Letná beer garden is that there are a lot of people bumming past on roller skates, as they were called in my day. I've yet to see a collision, but given the speed some of those inline skaters go at, it's bound to happen. But when it does, I won't be there, because the tram ride from my place to Letenské náměstí takes almost 15 minutes, and why spend a quarter of an hour sitting on the tram on a hot evening when, as I do, you have the easier option of taking a 5-minute stroll up to Prague's other great beer garden at Rigrovy Sady in Prague 3, between Žižkov and Vinohrady. Rigrák, as some call it, or Rigráč, as others do, is generally dowdier than Letná, but the park is far from flat, so it doesn't draw roller skaters whose attitude seems to be, "I'm hurtling at 40 kilometres an hour, so I have the right of way." Another great thing about Rigrovy Sady is that they have a very big, big screen, so every second summer when there's a major international football tournament on, it's the place to go. And if you get bored watching the World Cup or European Championships, you can always challenge some of the regular players to a game of table football, not that you'd have the slightest chance of beating them. The only drawback about Rigrák, and a substantial drawback I must admit, is the actual beer itself, which really isn't the best. It goes down easy enough, but can often leave you seriously regretting the fifth one the next day. In fact, the pivo there is almost guaranteed to give you a headache if you have more than three. Another danger is that after a few pints, you may start thinking that a greasy klobasa from the hot dog stand might not be such a bad idea after all. That would be a mistake.
And now it's time for Patricia Goodson and David Vaughan to end